In a remark at the Council on Foreign Relations Wednesday, El-Baradei spoke about the world's nuclear hotspots. First, he was questioned about Iran and Western suspicions about its nuclear weapons capability.
We have no indication, no concrete proof that Iran has an ongoing nuclear weapon program. Iran program, in many ways, as we discussed, Iran program is an effort to force recognition of its role as a regional power. You know, in my view, Iran nuclear program is a means to an end. It wants to be recognized as a regional power. It wants to be, as I said, they believe that the nuclear know-how bring prestige, bring power, and they would like to get to see the U.S. engaging them.
The IAEA chief acknowledged Israel's concerns about a nuclear-armed Iran or any other hostile country. But he said there are two sides to the story.
If you look from the Arab side of view, you know, the Arabs are as concerned, if not more, about the Israeli perceived nuclear weapon program as the Israelis are perceived about the Iranians. I mean, that is... It's a situation that has to be addressed in a comprehensive way. You cannot sit and expect that the rest of the Arab world is very comfortable reading every day that Israel have 200 nuclear weapons.
On the subject of North Korea, El-Baradei said there are two key issues.
One is an obsession with its security and the possibility of regime change by the U.S., and that require a lot of bilateral assurance that you are not after the regime, you know, irrespective of the nature of that regime or the character of that regime. That's a different issue. The other is that the only trump card they have is a nuclear program, and they would like to use that to maximize the humanitarian assistance, the economic assistance they would like to get.
El-Baradei says there is hope, but nations must take risks to talk to achieve peace. He believes the world has a unique opportunity at the moment to get the issues on the table, but he said those opportunities are usually fleeting. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.